welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Wish you all a happy Sri Ram Navami. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishnadan Prabhuji on the appearance day of Lord Ramchandra. Prabhuji is going to talk on the glories of Lord Ramchandra. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of glories of Sri Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra. I'm handovering the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So on the auspicious occasion of Sri Ram Navami, Srila Prabhupada has given us the ways to celebrate the festivals, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to celebrate in some way or the other. And Srila Prabhupada's way of celebrating a festival is, we hear about Lord, we glorify Him, we do kirtan, we chant His names, we fast on that particular day, we distribute prasadam, we invite people for taking darshan of the Lord, we decorate deities also gorgeously. So I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak something on Lord Ram on His appearance day. Appearance and disappearance days, basically the appearance days of the Lord and the disappearance days of great devotees of the Lord, they are very important for sadhakas. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion that one should fast on particular days and observe them to advance in bhakti. So this is Ram Navami. We know from Bhagavad Gita why Lord appears. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear. There are three reasons mentioned in this shloka of Bhagavad Gita. The first one is paritranaya sadhunam, to protect saintly people. Vinashaya cha duskritam, to annihilate demoniac people. And the third is dharma samsthapanarthaya, to establish religious principles amongst common masses. So for these three particular reasons, Lord appeared. And Lord Ramchandra also appeared for that very cause. Different sages have glorified Lord Ram in different ways. Various acharyas also have written commentaries on Ramayana. There are various versions of Ramayana available. Rather, Ramayana is the common thread which connects people with each other. Wherever you are on any part of the world, you will find Ramayana known to those people. Even in India, if you see, the whole country is connected by this fabric of Ram and Krishna. Whether you go to the northernmost part of India or the southernmost part of India, you will see people reading, people hearing about Ramayana. So many commentaries. Valmiki Ramayana is there, Kamba Ramayana is there, Tulsi Ramayana is there, Ramcharitmanas is there, so many. In contemporary languages as well as in Sanskrit, you will find something or the other. So today I'd like to specifically take a verse from Ram Raksha, wherein Lord Ram has been glorified in a very unique way. So few years ago, when we were learning Sanskrit from a Sanskrit teacher, so everyone who has to learn Sanskrit has to memorize this verse, because I'll tell you the peculiarity of this verse. And herein, the author has particularly glorified Lord Ram in a grammatical fashion and in a very poetic way as well. So the verse reads like this. Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshaṁ Bhaje Rāmeṇa Abhihita Nishacharchamo Rāmāya Tasmai Namaha Rāma Nāsti Parāyaṇam Paratarāṁ Rāmasya Dāsosmyaham Rāme Chittalaya Sada Bhavatume Bho Rām Mām Uddhara. So what is being said here, you must be knowing there are 8 case endings, or in Sanskrit they are called as Vibhaktis, Vibhakti Pratyay. So there are 7 Vibhaktis, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, and there is 8th last one, which is called as Sambodhan. In English they are called as case endings, Prathama being called as nominative case, Dvitiya is called as accusative case, Tritiya is instrumental case, Chaturthi is dative case, Panchami is ablative case, Shashti is genitive case, Saptami is locative case, and Sambodhan is basically a vocative case. Now, what are these cases actually? So, our class is not going to be a Sanskrit class wherein we will be explaining these cases. But just to inform you that Lord Ram's attributes and a glorification of Lord has been done in such a way that all kinds of case endings are available here for the learner to learn. So let me give tell you briefly about these cases. The first is nominative case, means it's called as noun. When you call someone, Ram is going to forest. So herein the plain word Ram is basically a noun. A noun, name of someone. Accusative case, Dvitiya Vibhakti is used. Let me explain the words also simultaneously. So the nominative case is Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate. Ramaha Rajamani Sada Vijayate. Lord Ram is king of all, is the jewel amongst all the kings. Rajamani Sada Vijayate, and he is always victorious. Ramam Rameshaṁ Bhaje. Ramam is Dvitiya, that is accusative case, means Ram ka. Ramam Rama Isham Bhaje. So Sita Devi worships Lord Ram. Ramena Abhihata Nishachara Chamu. Ramena is the instrumental case, means by Ram, Ram ke Dwara. Abhihata has been killed. Who has been killed? Nishachara Chamo. Those demons have been killed. Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. Ramaya is the fourth case ending, that is dative case. That is unto Lord Ram. As we say, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha. Or we say while offering, Krishnaya Namaha. So similarly here you say, Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. So I offer my pranams unto that Ram. Unto Ram is the fourth case ending. The fifth case ending, ablative, is used next. Rama Nasti Parayanam Parataram. There is no other refuge than Ram. So than Ram is the ablative case. Ramat. The sixth case ending is Ramasya Dasosmyaham. Ramasya. So of Lord Ram, I am servant of that Lord Ram. Ramasya Dasosmyaham. Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatume. May my chitta always dwell in Lord Ram. So this is seventh case ending, which is locative in the Lord Ram. Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhutume. And the last is vocative. Bho Ram Mam Uddhara. He Ram. Like vocative case. In vocative case, like our Hare Krishna Mahamantra is in vocative case. Because we are calling the Lord, inviting the Lord. It's called when we want to call someone, hey, come here. So it's calling He Ram. So here it is. Hey Ram Mamudra, Bho Ram Mamudra, O Lord Ram, please uplift me. So this is the seventh case ending. So this is how the verse goes, that this Acharya has used the one word Ram is used in all the case endings here. Ram is Prathama, Ramam is Dvitiya, Ramena Tritiya, Ramaya Chaturthi, Ramat Panchami, Ramasya Shasti, Rame Saptami, and Bhoram, that is Sambodhan. So all the eight case endings are used in this verse to glorify Lord Ram. So in this class what we are going to discuss is all these eight, let us see how many we can do. All these eight, so let us see the first one. The first one is Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate. Ramah Rajamani, Rajmani, Raj means the king and Mani means the jewel. Rajanam Mani iti Rajamani. So the jewel among all the kings, that is Lord Ram. Lord Ram has been glorified as an ideal king. We know Krishna is called as Lila Purushottam Lord, and Lord Ram is called as Purusha Uttama or Maryada Purushottama. Maryada Purushottam. He doesn't cross the boundaries of legality, social norms. So that's how he has been glorified. It's been said, Na Ram Sadrusho Raja Prithivyam Nitinam Abhut Subhrutyata Tu Yannitya Vanarair Apisvikruta. What kind of king Lord Ram was on this earth? Prithivyam Na Ram Sadrusho Raja. In the past there was never a king like Lord Ram. In future there won't be any king like Lord Ram. Na Ram Sadrusho Raja Prithivyam. What kind of Raja? Nitiman Abhut. Nitiman. A principled king, always following nobility in his life. And he was such a virtuous king that let alone human, Subhrutyata Tu Yannitya Vanarai Apisvikrita. Even monkeys became his servants forever. What to speak of human beings? Even monkeys became his servant. Now, is there a king who accepted even monkeys and humans as his servant? So he says, Na Rama Sadrusha. There was never a king like that. So that was the glory of Lord Ram. And his glories have been enlisted in the Ramayana at various places. Valmiki Ramayana said, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma Sadhu Satya Parakramaha Raja Sarvasya Lokasya Devanam Eva Vasavaha. Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. Dharma means righteousness, religion. Ramo Vigrahavan. Vigraha means Murti. Vigrahavan means Murtiman. So he was like Murtiman Dharma. He was embodiment of righteousness. Sadhu. He is sadhu. He is a noble, equable person. And his parakrama, what is his valor? Satya parakramaha. Always being truthful is his valor. And Raja Sarvasya Lokasya, of all the lokas, of all the planets, he is the king. Raja Sarvasya Lokasya, Devanam Iva Vasava. Devanam Iva Vasava. So he is like the king of the entire world, Indra to all gods. So that is the glory of Lord Ram. And the beginning of Valmiki Ramayana itself, it comes that Valmiki asks a question to his guru, Narada Muni, that is there a person on the planet who has these qualities? Kodraja Indriya Vandara. And he enlists 16 qualities and they say, is there a person? And then Narada Muni says, yes, there is a person on the planet who possesses all these qualities, and that person is named, he is called as Lord Rama. He is Samartha, he is all capable, he is Mahavirya, he is the possessor of incomprehensible prowess. He is Charitravan, he is Gunavan, Shilavan, दृढव्रतः हि सर्वसमः इस् इक्वल् टु आल् हि इस् मोस्ट् कम्पाशनेट् सो आल् दीस् क्वालिटीस् आर् लिस्टेड् इन् रामायण इन् द ग्लोरिफिकेशन् आफ् लार्ड् राम अमाङ्ग्स्ट् विच् वन् ऐ वुड् लैक् टु हैलैट् व्यसनेषु मनुष्याणां भ्रूशं भवति दुःखितः उत्सवेषु च सर्वेषु पितेव पति परितुष्यति व्यसनेषु च मनुष्याणां वेन् हि वुड् सी व्यसन मीन्स् द डिफिकल्टीस् आर् द अफ्लिक्षन्स् आफ् द पीपल् व्यसनेषु मनुष्याणां वेन् एवर् लार्ड् राम् वुड् सी सम् डिस्ट्रेस् इन् द पीपल्स् हार्ट् भ्रूशं भवति दुःखतः he would also be touched by that very sad feeling of this person and he would get miserable dukhitah bhavati dukhitah he would become dukhi by seeing someone else's dukha vyasaneshu manushanam bhrusham bhavati dukhitah and utsaveshu cha sarveshu and whenever he would see any happiness pinch of happiness in others piteva paritushyati like the father becomes happy when son is happy lord ram would be happy by seeing someone's happiness so lord ram would join them in their happiness lord ram would join them in their miseries that was lord rama he was concerned about other misery others miseries to such an extent that once while when he was exiled to the forest and he was going through the kingdom of guhaka King Ghoka, he said that, my lord, you are not going to forest, now you settle down here. Ghoka kingdom was like between, it was like on the border between Ayodhya and the forest. So there Lord Ram was going through and the king said, King Ghoka said that you stay here and this is like forest only and you be the king of our community. You know, you will be stunned to know the reply of Lord Ram. Lord Ram replied that, my dear King Guhaka, if I stay here, then Kaikai will feel miserable that Lord Ram failed in his promise and he accepted the position of a king somewhere. I don't want any type of leadership now. I just want to go to forest. Just so that Kaikai should not feel miserable, he did not even listen to King Guhaka, gave up that comfort and went to the forest. Imagine, Kaikai was the cause of his misery, cause of his exile, and even he does not wish to give pain to the heart of a Kaikai by staying or accepting facilities offered by King Guhaka. What type of personality, what type of king he was. He was grateful for his servants. You know, a drastic culture difference we find between Lanka and Ayodhya, between Ram and Ravana. It's mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana that when Ramchandra was fighting with Ravana, what Ravana would do at the end of the day, he would collect all the dead corpses of his soldiers and he would throw them into the ocean so as to demoralize the opposing party, that when the opposing party would count the number of dead bodies, they will get less number and they would say, at the end of the day we had killed only these many. So to demoralize them, he would throw the dead bodies of his own soldiers. On the contrary, Lord Ram, he would do antim sanskar, the final funeral rites of each and every monkey. Now, you must be knowing that last funeral rites are performed only for human beings and not for animals. Lord Ram would still perform the final funeral rites for his monkey soldiers. That's how he was connected to his own soldiers. That type of a king he was. he was on the forefront leading all the monkeys in fight. And we know in case of Ravana, he was sending some of his army chiefs for fighting. He sent Indrajit, he sent Kumbhakarna, and then lastly he came on the battlefield. It was not the case with Rama. Rama also could have done that. He would have sent Sugriv first and then Angad. He was there in the forefront for fighting, always. So that is the difference. And this difference is enlisted by King Kulshekhar when he offers prayers to the Lord. Nathena Purushottama Tri Jagatam Ekadhipe Chetasa. When he says Purushottama, this Nath, my master is Purushottama, and any other Nath in the material world is Purusha Adhama. So Lord Ram is Purusha Uttama and Ravana was Purusha Adhama, lowest among all beings. And Lord Ram's concern for his citizens, was his concern for his soldiers was such that when the battle between Lord Ramchandra and Ravana got over, the demigods appeared on the scene, they showered the flowers, they were also happy and jubilant seeing the death of Ravana, and they told Lord Ram that you can ask any benediction now, we are happy with your performance. Imagine, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. What kind of benedictions these demigods had to offer to the Lord. But still, Lord Ram, out of courtesy, he said that, okay, my dear gods, if you want to offer me a benediction, grant me this one benediction. You know what the benediction he asked for at the end of the battle? He said, Mama heto parakranta yegata yamasadhanam. Te sarve jivitam prapya samutishtanti vanaraha. Mama heto parakranta. Those monkey soldiers who fought for my cause. Mama heto parakranta. Yegata yamasadhanam. Those who have died on this battlefield. Te sarve jivitam prapya. Samutishtanti vanaraha. Let us make all of them alive. So that was Lord Ram, always concerned about others' distress. Purusha Uttama. So this is the first quality which we are saying. Ramo Rajamanihi. He is the jewel amongst all the kings. Sada Vijayate. He is always glorious. The second attribute we see here, second thing mentioned is Ramam Rameshaṁ Bhaje. Ramesh, Ramesh is not the name of some person. Ramesh, Ramesh is the sandhi of Ramayaha Isha. That is Ramesh. Means Ram is the master of Lord, master of Sita Devi. And that Lord who is master of Sita Devi. Now what kind, the Sita Devi herself is the mine of all good virtues. But one attribute we can focus about Lord Sita is that when Lord Ram was going to the exile and he just got the news from Kaikeyi that he had to go, then first he reported to Kausalya. And then next he reported to Sita that, I am going, you take care of my parents. She said, no, what are you talking about, I will come with you. Ram said, no, you have to be here. You have to follow the order of your husband and be here and serve my parents. She said, no, my father has ordered me that when you go, always serve your husband and I have to be there with you. Lord Ram said, no, but they're in the forest, you know, there will be the forest, there is, you are the queen, and in the forest there are, there is no proper food, no proper bed to sleep, there is always fear of wild animals, how will you survive? You have always spent your days in the palace, so therefore please stay here. And now Sita became frantic and he said, oh, now, see, to the extent she is concerned about service of Lord Ram, that she accused Lord Ram here and there. Ah, now I can say that you call yourself a great hero, but you don't have the power to protect your own wife. You are napunsak to that extent, he says. And therein Lord Ram then decides that no, she is adamant on coming, let her come. So as we discussed the first quality, he was always distressed by others' distress, and he could sense the distress in Mother Sita, and he thought that if she stayed back, then she will be more distressed, so let me take her with me. And then she goes. So the best, or we can say the most shining quality of Mother Sita, which we learn here, is that be ready to accept all sort of difficulties in our service to the mission of the Lord. Garbhar Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Tumar sevai dukkha hoyat seota parama sukha. Whatever difficulties I encounter in my service to you, my Lord, they are my sources of great pleasure. This is what we can see, the quality of Mother Sita. So we also, whatever kind of difficulties might come in our life, in the mission of the Lord, we should be ready to accept those kind of difficulties in our life. We have n number of examples from our scriptures, from past Acharya's life. We see Bhaktivinoda Thakur encountered so many difficulties. He went to Jagannath Puri. So many people were against him at that time. Many people tried to kill him as well, to the extent. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur encountered so many difficulties. Srila Prabhupada encountered so many difficulties in his life. But still he didn't give up, and he completely dedicated his life for the mission of the Lord. So this is, and so the Lord, who is life of Mother Sita, this is the second quality, Ramam Rama Isham Bhaje. The third attribute is Ramena Abhita Abhihata Nisha Charachamo. Ramena, by the Lord Ram. What has been done by Lord Ram? Nisha Chara Chamu. Chara, chara means charanti, who dwell, who wanders. Nisha means in the night. Nisha Chara Chamu. Chamu means samudaya, means the group of. So Nisha Chara Chamu, the group of demons who dwell in the night. Nisha Chara Chamu. Abhihata. Hata. Hata means to kill. Abhihata means completely destroyed. So by Lord Ram, the group of demons who dwell in the night were completely destroyed. Nisha Charachamu Ramena Abhihata. Similarly, Nisha, there were many demons who were dead dwellers as well. Not only Nishachar, but they were Dinachar as well. But that is not mentioned in this verse. This verse especially talks about the Nishacharachamu, the demons who dwell in the night time. They were completely destroyed by Lord Ram. Similarly, our heart, which is now full of darkness, having no love for the Lord, it is Nisha. There is night time going on in our heart. And what kind of demons stay here? What are the Nisha Charachamu in our hearts? Dwells, those who dwells in the night. Lust, anger, greed, pride, envy and illusion. All these stay fully in our heart now. And when we take shelter of Lord Ram, he will kill all those demons. The only thing which we need to do is to take shelter of Lord Ram. And especially on this particular day, this Tithi appears as Lord Ram. Tithi, Acharya say that whenever we observe a Tithi, that Tithi itself is non-different from the Lord. And we can experience that Tithi. So when Lord Ram has appeared in this Tithi itself, so when we take shelter of the Tithi as well, not only of the Lord, but Tithi as well, by celebrating, by observing the Tithi, we take shelter of the Lord Ram. And when we do that, then there is Uday. then there can be a Suryodaya, then there can be a light in our heart, and all these demons will be completely destroyed. As we see, Ravana represents lust. Ravana was completely destroyed by Lord Ram, and therefore Lord Ram's arrow is called as it has become phrase. It's called as Ramban Upay. No, you have medicines, you know, and some people say that I have medicine which is Ramban Upay on your disease. Ramban means what? The arrow of Lord Ram never goes in vain, and therefore it's called as Ramban. So arrow of Lord Ram will never go in vain, and he is ready to destroy all the demons. The only thing is that we should give access to Lord Ram into our heart, and therefore the fourth attribute that is being mentioned here is I bow Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. I bow down to that Lord Ram. So therefore bowing our head in front of the Lord Ram is also very important. Bow that head in front of Lord Ram. Whom to bring to Yamaloka and whom not to bring to Yamaloka. In 6th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamraj, who is one of the 12 Mahajans, he is giving guidelines to his servants. When they have got Ajamil in front of Yamraj, Krishnaya no namatiya shira ekadapi tan anayadvam. Bring to me those people who have never bowed down their head in front of the Lord. So therefore we need to bow down our head in front of the Lord. It's one of the part of our sadhana bhakti. One acharya gives an amazing commentary on the section wherein Lord Ram is having a fight with Ravana. Ram could have killed Ravana in his one arrow, which he had done previously. With his one arrow he had killed Vali, with his one arrow he had killed the demoness Tataka, who was Nishachar Chamu. So he had killed demons previously by one arrow. Lord Ram, why didn't he kill Ravana with one arrow? This acharya gives a commentary that he was playing with the heads. He would cut off his head and then immediately another head would appear. He would cut off his head, another head would appear. And Lord Rama was playing with his heads. He was called as Dashanana. He was having 10 heads. Lord Ram was knowing that, but still he was playing with the heads and plucking one at a time, one by one by one by one. So is it that Lord Ram was unaware that another head will again pop up and I need to directly hit him in his heart or belly, wherever his life was? No, Lord Ram was aware. But Lord Ram was cutting that head that didn't surrender to him. But Lord Ram was thinking that maybe the next head will surrender to me and I can pardon his life. So Lord Ram was waiting for next head of Ravana to surrender to him so that he can give his abhay to Ravana as well. And that was his glory, that he was waiting for Ravana's surrender as well. And therefore it said that what Ravana could not obtain by cutting off his 10 heads in oblation to please Lord Shiva, Vibhishan obtained just by surrendering his one head in front of Lord Rama. Because we know later Vibhishan was enthroned as the king of Lanka. So what Ravana did not obtain by offering or cutting off his 10 heads in the fire oblation to please Lord Shiva, Vibhishan obtained everything just by offering his one head in front of Lord Ram, Sharanagati. And therefore, when Vibhishan was coming to surrender in front of Lord Ram. Many in the army of Lord Ram had different opinions, whether to accept him or whether to not accept him. Some were saying, he is the brother of the enemy, let us not accept him, let us kill him. Sugriva had his opinion, Angad had his opinion, but Hanuman had his different opinion. Lord Ram, he said, Chakrudeva prapannaya tava smiti chayachate avayam sarvadatasmai dadamye tat vratam mama. Even if once someone says in his life that I am yours, my Lord Ram, Chakrut, only once, tava smiti chayachate, he does this yachana, I am yours, my Lord, abhayam sarvadatasmai, I give him my abhay for all the time to come. Dadamye tat vratam mama, this is my vrata. Forget about Vibhishan, even if Ravan comes and surrender, I am ready to accept him. And therefore, here in this verse, we are seeing the fourth attribute, I bow down, Ramaya tasmai namaha, I offer my obeisances, my pranams unto that Lord Rama. The fifth attribute is Ramanasti parayanam parataram. There is no better refuge or recourse than Lord Ram. We take shelter of many things in the material world, but our hopes are baffled. So therefore, who is the better shelter other than Lord Ram? All the things we take shelter of in the material world are temporary, and we also are temporary. Either we will vanish or the things will vanish. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays to Lord Ananda, Oh my Lord, you are the perfect one whom I should take shelter of. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsimha nartasya chagadamudan vatimajjato nau taptasya tat pratividdhirya ihan jaseshtas tavadvibhotanu prutam tvadupekshitanam. If you have given up someone, what is the hope for that person, my Lord? Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsimha. Child seeks refuge in his parents, but do parents have the ability to protect them? Not completely. We see from Srimad Bhagavatam, Harshashoka and Chitraketu. Harshashoka was there, Chitraketu could not protect Harshashoka. So parents don't have complete ability to protect their children. Pitarav Narsimhanartasya Chagadam. Do doctors have capacity to save their patients when patients take refuge in doctors? Not to the fullest extent, because in front of the doctor's patient die. Udanvati majjato nau. If a person is drowning, does the sheep act as a refuge or shelter? Not to fullest extent. In spite of being in the ship, people die. And Titanic is the example for that. People died. So many people died on that voyage. So Prahlad Maharaj says, all these are not the refuge, all these are not shelters, my Lord, you are the only shelter. And therefore, there is a Kim Purush Varsha in 5th Canto Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Lord Ram stays and Hanuman always offer prayer to Lord Ram there in Kim Purush Varsha. And in his prayer he says, Na janmanu na mahato na saubhagam na vang na buddhir na akrutisto shahetu tairyat visrushtan pinovanav kasash chakar sakhe batalakshmanadrajaha. He says, one cannot establish friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, on the basis of material qualities. What qualities do we had? What qualities did I have? Na janma nunam. I don't have a very great noble birth. Mahatona saubhagam. I don't have a very good physical body. No saubhagya. I can't speak even properly. Na buddhi, I don't have much intelligence. Na akurtis tosha hetu, nor do I have a body in a good shape that can offer some pleasure to the Lord Ram. Tairyat visrushta anapi, I don't have any of these good qualities. Manavagasa chakar sakhe batalakshmanagriji, but still Lord Ram accepted us monkeys as his friends. And therefore, there cannot be any other refuge, there cannot be any other shelter than Lord Ram. That is what Hanumanji is also saying. And the sixth attribute we see is Ramasya Dasosmyaham. I am the humble servant of this Lord Sri Ram. And who is the epitome of service attitude? When we have this Navavidha Bhakti and these nine limbs, and there is one Acharya for each limb. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshita Bhavad Vaiyasaki Kirtane. Shravan Kirtan, Shravanam Acharya is Parikshit Maharaj, Kirtanam Acharya, Shukdev Goswami, and like that the list goes on, and when it comes to Dasya, Katipaya, then Hanumanji's name comes there in Dasya Rasa, the topmost servant of the Lord. And we see that if you have observed Hanumanji's pose, what kind of servant? He has mudra, folded hands. He is humbly sitting in front of Lord Ram with folded hands, always eager to serve. And the peculiarity is that in those folded hands, there is club to fight, to carry out the mission of the Lord. So the hands are folded, but in those folded hands, he is holding a club. And that is exactly what Lord Krishna also ordains Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita 8.7. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. Always remember me and fight. So remember me is folding hands and club is fight. So that is what is Lord Hanumanji is teaching us, how to be a servant. Hanumanji is best servant, and that can also be understood through the pastime. Or you know, who is the best servant? In Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto, there is a verse which talks about the different gradations of servant. Uttamaschintitam kuryat proktakari tu madhyamah adhamo shraddaya kuryat akartacharitam pituho. There are three gradations he gives: uttama, madhyama, and adhama. Uttamaschintitam kuryat. Uttama servant is one who understands the mood of the master and serves. Proktakari tu madhyamah. Madhyama is one when he is asked to do and he does something. That is madhyama. Adhamo shraddhaya kuryat. Adhama is who is the lowermost? Ashraddhaya kuryat. He don't have faith in the instructions given by the seniors. He don't have any affinity towards them, and he ashraddhaya kuryat. He does just as a matter of duty. He just unpleasantly, with a heavy heart, he performs the service. Adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. And akarta charitam pituh. And akarta. And there is one who doesn't serve at all. He is considered as the stool or the vishta of the father. So there are these three gradations, and the fourth one is akarta. So Hanumanji comes in the topmost category. Uttamaschintitam kuryat. Understanding the mood of the master and doing it. So when he went in Lanka to serve Mother Sita, his mission was complete. He had found out Mother Sita, and then he wanted to do an extra service, understanding the mood of the master. What was that extra service he did? He burnt Lanka. He showed the prowess. And when he was there in front of Ravana, he said that I am just the insignificant servant of Lord Ram, and see my power, what I can do. And there are n number of soldiers more powerful than me in the army of Lord Ram. Be careful. So he warned Ravana, understanding the mood of Lord Ram, and therefore is the best or the topmost servant in this servitude category. And he always wants to please the Lord. This is the second quality of Hanumanji. Always wants to please the Lord. This pastime is narrated. I don't know whether it's there. It's not there in Valmiki Ramayana, but some other edition of Ramayana it comes. But anything which is in line with our Parampara Vyasa. So one time Mother Sita was there in front of mirror, and she was decorating herself, and she happened to put sindoor in the mid portion of her hair, which married ladies do in the Vedic culture, would do in the Vedic culture. So she was putting sindoor in the middle portion, and surprisingly, all of a sudden, Hanuman appeared to be there, and he asked Mother Sita, "What are you doing, my dear mother?" And she said, "I am putting sindoor." "Okay, what is that? For what reason you do?" Because he was Brahmachari, he was not even aware of what kind of decoration is this. And Mother Sita was also not knowing how to explain to him. And she just said, "Lord Ram is pleased by this, and therefore I am putting this sindoor in the middle line of my hair." As soon as Hanumanji heard that Lord Ram is pleased by just putting the sindoor in some portion of the hair, the next day, something amazing happened. What happened? An amazing animal appeared in the Sabha of Lord Ram. No one would recognize who that fellow was. And when examined carefully, people recognized it was Hanuman. Why he was unrecognizable? Because he had covered his whole body with sindoor, saffron. And when asked by Lord Rama, "Why did you do that?" And then he replied that, "Mother Sita told me that you become pleased by putting sindoor on some portion of your hair. Then I thought that maybe if I apply the sindoor on my whole body, how much pleasure I can give you." Lord Ram started laughing like anything. The whole Sabha started laughing like anything. And everyone was rejoicing. Your pleasure to everyone's heart. That such a service attitude he had. He always wants to please the Lord. So this is one attribute of Dasya Bhav. The first we saw Uttamaschintitam Kuryat, understanding the mood of the master and serving. Second, we understand always wants to please the Lord. And third is always being eager to serve the Lord. And also, there is also one more pastime that once the Ram was coronated as the king of Ayodhya again, and everyone thought that now Hanumanji has done a lot of service, let us give him a retirement. So like in temples we have this service list, who will do what. So all the seva list was services were distributed, and surprisingly Hanuman's name was not there in the list. So Hanuman was amazed to see that all the services were given to all the different people excluding him. So he goes to Sugriva and asks, he goes to Lakshmana, "What is this?" And they all replied that you have done a lot of services now, and let us give chance to serve everyone. And he said, "Okay, but you have not listed one service. Add my name." "And what is that service?" He said, "When Lord Ram will yawn, as we do, chutki bajana in front of the mouth. So that service is not listed. When Lord Ram will yawn, who will be there in front of him to play this chutki? And I will be there. And he may yawn at any time of the day. We don't know. So I have to be always there with him to do this service." And no one could resist that, you know, because he was like Buddhimatam Varishtam Marututulli Vegam Manojavam Sri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadde. When we offer prayers to the Lord Hanumanji as well, no one can defeat him in debate. So he was given that service then. So this is Ramasya Dasosmeham. So when we also want to become the Das of Lord Ram, we have to develop these three attributes which we learn from Hanumanji. The first is Uttamaschintitam Kurya, try to understand the mood of the master and serve. Second is always have this attitude of pleasing the Lord. And the third is always be eager to serve the Lord in any condition. The seventh attribute here in Vedanta, Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatume. Rame means in the Ram, Chitta Alayaha, Laya, Chitta Laya, Laya, Laya means to rest, to give rest. Chitta, my chitta, let my chitta take rest in Lord Ram. Sada, always bhavatume. So for me, resting of my mind may always be at Lord Ram. This is the prayer. And our chitta, many a times, is everywhere except Lord Ram or Lord Krishna. It goes everywhere. Sometimes it's in sense gratification, sometimes it's in resting, sometimes here, sometimes there. Our chitta goes at everywhere except Lord. And therefore we see there are three cultures of three different cities mentioned in Ramayana. One is Ayodhya, another is Kishkindha, and the third one is Lanka. Ayodhya is highly divine, Lanka is highly demoniac, and in between falls this Kishkindha. Even if you go geographically in India, Ayodhya is in the northern part of India, Lanka is the almost southernmost part below India, and Kishkindha is in between these two. The northern extreme and the southern extreme, the in between is Kishkindha. Ayodhya, we don't have to remind people that their chitta should be in the Lord. Their chitta is always in the Lord and they are always glorifying Him. In Lanka, no one glorifies Lord Ram. In Kishkindha, sometimes the chitta is here and sometimes the chitta is there. It's like tatastha. When you walk on the shore of the ocean, the shore of the ocean is neither ocean nor land. It's sometimes wet, sometimes dry. So it's represented by Sugriv in Ramayana. When Sugriv and Lord Ram, they have a pact that they will help each other. Lord Ram had now killed Vali and there is Chaturmasya period. It was Sugriv's time to help, and but no one performs any act in Chaturmasya. So Chaturmasya period, Sugriv was resting and enjoying. But when the Chaturmasya was over, still he was enjoying. And then Lord Ram sent Lakshmana to remind him. And therefore, when our chitta wanders, our chitta goes here and there, we need Guru in our life to bring it back on Lord Ram. So our chitta at present is at every place. We need to bring that chitta back into the service of the Lord. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamyetat atmanyeva vasham nayet. Whenever and wherever your mind goes, bring it back. Krishna is saying to Arjuna in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So we have to bring our chitta back wherever it wanders into Lord Krishna. And when we are able to do that, then we will be able to cross over all the obstacles in our life. Machitta sarvadurgani matprasada tarishyasi. 18th chapter 58th verse Lord Krishna says, promises, machitta sarvadurgani. When your chitta is in me, machitta sarvadurgani mat prasada tarishyasi. You will cross over beyond this insurmountable ocean of material existence when your chitta is in me. Now the question is, how do we keep our chitta in Lord Ram? So there are two ways by which we can keep our chitta in Lord Ram. The first way is to hear about Him. When we hear Ram Katha, our chitta goes in Lord Ram. Veda Vedde Pare Pumsi Jate Dasharathatmaje Veda Prachet Sad Asit Sakshad Ramayanatmana Tasmad Ramayanam Devi Veda Eva Nasamshayah. This is Agatya Samhita, and this shlok is also there in Mangalacharan of Srimad Valmiki Ramayana. Mother Shivji is telling Mother Sati that one time the Vedas personified, they were having discussion amongst them, and they goes to in front of Lord and they say, Lord, are you going to incarnate? Lord said, yes, I am going to incarnate as son of Dasharath. Dasharathatmaje, I am going to appear as the son of Dasharath and my name will be Rama. And this Veda say that, oh my Lord, Veda Vedde Pare Pumsi, the purpose of the Vedas is to establish the religious principle. But when you personified, you yourself are going to appear on the planet, then who will read Vedas? Vedah Prachet Sad Asit. Then Lord Ram said, I will incarnate as Lord Ram and all Vedas, you incarnate as Ramayana. And therefore Shivji is telling Mother Sri, Tasmad Ramayanam Devi, hey Devi, therefore this Ramayana, Veda Eva Na Samshayah, there is no doubt that this is Vedas. There is no difference between all the Vedas and Ramayana. So when we take shelter of Vedas, Ramayana, we are actually taking shelter of the Lord Ram, we are actually taking shelter of all the Vedas. When we eat some sweet, let us say gulab jam, we can eat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, how much we can eat? One, if we eat, we'll be happy, wow. The second, we will be less happy compared to the first one. We say, okay. The third, we eat, and then we say, okay. It's like the law of diminishing returns, or law of diminishing taste is happening. The more stomach are full, the less sweeter it becomes. But it's not the case with Ram Katha. The more we hear it, the more attraction goes towards it. Wherever Ram Katha is there, Hanumanji is always going to be there. He is always there to hear the Ram Katha. And therefore, and this comes in the glorification of Valmiki, Kujantam Ram Rameti Maduram Madhuraksharam Aruhya Kavita Shakham Vande Valmiki Kokilam. It's saying that Kavita Shakham, there is a tree of the Vedas, Kavita Shakha, and on that Shakha there is Kokila, there is cuckoo bird who is there. But this cuckoo bird is not saying coo, coo. Normally the cuckoo sings like this, but this Kokila, this cuckoo who is sitting on the branches of this tree, Kavita Shakha, is not doing kuhu, but it's doing kujantam, Ram, Ram iti, Madhuram, Madhuraksharam. It's chanting the names of Lord Ram, which names are Madhura and Madhuraksharam. Vande, Valmiki Kokilam. And who is this Kokila? He is Valmiki, none other than Valmiki. So the Valmiki Muni has glorified Lord Ram to such an extent that the taste of this is Madhuram. It's sweeter and sweeter, and it increases. So by hearing Lord Ram's Katha, our chitta can go in Lord Ram. Purusho Ramacharitam Shravanair Upadharayan Andru Shamsaparo Rajan Karma Bandhair Vimuchyate. In 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, describing about the glories of Lord Ram and Ramayana, Purusho Ramacharitam, any Purusha who Ramacharitam, what that person does with Ramacharitam? Shravanai Upadharayan. By Shravana he takes Upadharana. Dharayan means to hold. Upadharana means completely hold near one's heart. Andrushamcha Paro Rajan. That person will get free from these enemies like envy, and Karma Bandhair Vimuchyate, becomes liberated from all his Karma Bandhan. And therefore, what we need to do with all our senses to keep our chitta in the Lord? Sri Ramachandra Charano Manasa Smarami Sri Ramachandra Charano Vachasa Grinami Sri Ramachandra Charano Shirasa Namami Sri Ramachandra Charano Sharanam Prapadde. I take shelter in the lotus feet of Lord Rama. Manasa Smarami, by mind remember Lord. Vachasa Grinami, by your tongue recite his name and recite Ram Katha. Shirasa Namami, by your head offer obeisances unto Lord Ram. This is one way by which we can put our chitta in Lord Ram. And second is by chanting his holy name. Japata sarva mantrascha sarva vedamscha parvati tasmat koti gunam punyam rama nam naiva labhyate. In Shripadma Puran, this verse comes, Japataha Sarva Mantrascha. If you chant all the mantras mentioned in all the Vedas, Sarva Vedanscha Sarva Mantrascha Parvati. When you recite all the Vedas and all the mantras, then Tasmat Koti Gunam Punyam, you will get crore time more benefit by Ramanam Naiva Labhyate. By chanting name of Lord Ram even once, you will get a crore time more benefit compared to chanting all the mantras mentioned in all the Vedas. This is the glory of chanting Lord's name. And that glory, that famous pastime from Ramayana, we know that all the monkeys were writing the name of Lord Ram and throwing the stones, throwing big mountains, big rocks into the ocean, and that ocean, they would float. Lord Ram went there, and Lord Ram wanted to try, but he was not trying to secret what they are doing, and he also wanted to help them. He picked one rock and threw into the ocean, and to everyone's surprise, the rock drowned in the ocean. And then Lord Ram asked, "What is happening? I'm throwing a rock, it's drowning, and you throw a rock, it floats. What is that?" And then the Hanumanji and the other monkeys replied that, "We have a secret. We like your name, my lord, is more powerful than you, because we are writing this Ram name on the rocks. Therefore, these rocks are floating. So, dear devotees, when Ram's name has the power to float even the dead stones, what to speak of its potency to liberate us, living entities, from these material pangs." And therefore the last prayer, the 8th, is where they say, "Bho Ram Mam Udhra." Hey Lord Ram, please deliver me, please uplift me. My Lord Ram, please uplift me. This is the prayer which we can offer from our heart on this particular day to Lord Ram. One time when Acharya was asked amazingly that, "Which Ram do you like?" As we say, there are different versions of Krishna. Versions of Krishna in sense that there is Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Dwarka as Dwarkadhish, Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna in Mathura. Similarly, there is Lord Ram of Ayodhya, Lord Ram of Chitrakoot, Lord Ram of Dandakaranya. This Acharya replied, "I like Lord Ram of Lanka." And he was questioned, why altogether there is people want Ram Rajya? People love Lord Ram of Ayodhya, Ayodhya Vasi Ram, we sing like that. People like Ram Bharat Milap Chitrakoot Parvat, people like Lord Ram. Why are you saying that you like Lord Ram of Lanka in the fight, in the battle? The Acharya gave a stunning reply. He said that all the other places Lord Ram was invited. Dashrath Maharaj invited Lord Ram by Putra Kamishti Yajna in Ayodhya. Lord Ram was guided by Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Agastya at all these places like Chitrakoot and Dandakaranya. But Lord Ram went to Lanka without being guided by anyone, without being invited by anyone. He went himself. Similarly, in my life, it may happen that I may not be able to call Lord Ram so fervently with sincere heart, but I like Lord Ram of Lanka, that uninvited also, he is ready to go there, fight with the demons inside my heart, and I therefore like that Lord Ram, and I take shelter under that Lord Ram. Bho Ram Mam Udhara, please uplift me, my Lord Ram. So this can be our prayer, this can be our mood for this festival of Ram Navami. And I would like you also to offer one prayer to Lord Ram, which is offered by demigods, which is offered by Lord Shiva as well to Lord Ram. I don't know whether you can all recite after me, but if you can, please recite this after me. Ramaya Rama Bhadraya.
रामायण राम भद्राय
रामचन्द्राय वेदसे
रामचन्द्राय वेदसे
रघुनाथाय नाथाय
रघुनाथाय नाथाय
सीतायाः पतये नमः
सीतायाः पतये नमः.
सो सीतायाः पतये नमः. आई ऑफर माई सेल्फ अनटु दिस मास्टर हु इज the master of Mother Sita. So this is a prayer which is offered by all the demigods unto Lord Ram. Even Shivji offers this prayer to Lord Ram. And anyone who offers this prayer to Lord Ram, especially on this particular day, Lord Ram uplifts that person and takes that person unto him. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhu Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very lovely class, especially the last part. The realization of the fact that why he likes Ram and Lanka the most. Very beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, can you share the sloka in the purified?
Can you?
Share the sloka in the group.
Which one? The first one?
No, just now you recited in the end.
The end. Yeah. I'll share with Shyamaguri Mataji. She can share in the group. I'm not in any group.
Okay, Prabhuji.
I'll share with Shyamaguri Mataji, who is in touch with me.
Okay,
Prabhuji. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Very nice class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anyone has any questions?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I have a couple of questions. One is, can you repeat again those three types of service that you were referring to? You were talking about Hanuman, I think, at the time.
Yeah, Hanuman's three service attributes of Hanumanji. The first one is Hanumanji understood the mood of the master and then served. Like I quoted the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto, Uttamas Chintitam Kurya Prokta Karitamadha. There are different gradations of servant. So he best servant is one who understands the mood of the master and then serves. The second attribute I mentioned about, he always wants to please the master. And the pastime of Sindur in connection with Sita Devi I narrated. And third is, he is always eager for the service of Lord Ram.
And always what?
He is always eager to serve the Lord.
Oh, no, that one sounds like the second one.
What's the
difference between the second and third?
Second is, always wants to please the Lord. Third is to be always eager to serve the Lord.
Yes, they sound the same. I don't know. Always wants to serve. If you always want to serve, doesn't that mean that you are always eager to serve?
No. He wants to please the Lord by any means. I think you understood that pastime of Sita applying Sindur.
Yes.
So he wanted to please the Lord. So though he didn't have the knowledge actually.
Uh-huh.
And to be eager means even if there is no opportunity, finding the opportunity to serve the Lord. Obviously service means pleasing the Lord. What you are saying is also correct. There is no much difference between. Serving is different, and to be eager for service means having the service attitude. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada in his books, he has mentioned more about the service attitude and not service per se.
Service attitude. Okay. Also, in this connection too, you were giving that story about how Hanuman, out of his eagerness to serve, discovered that, there's nobody to serve Krishna, Ram, and he yawns, right? So what was the service he wanted to do? I couldn't catch that. What was that service that Hanuman wanted to do for Ram when Ram would yawn?
When Lord Ram would yawn, normally in foreign countries they do or not, But yawning is such a thing, it's considered inauspicious, and we don't do in front of anyone. So therefore, we cover it by our hands. And Lord Hanumanji wanted to be a person who would cover his yawning.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, can you repeat that? Oh my goodness, there's so much noise on the line. Can you repeat that part of the story, where that part of the story came in the Ramayana? It was after Lord Ram returned to Ayodhya, right?
What? Which story?
The same one about the, Hanuman saying, oh, nobody has this service of covering Lord Ram's mouth.
Ha.
Yeah, so I just missed...
when Lord Ram was coronated as a king in Ayodhya, that time all the ministers, they came together and they had a plan, because Hanumanji has rendered a lot of service, even finding Mother Sita. His contribution was there much in building the bridge, and his contribution was there in saving Lakshmana's life. His contribution was there also in killing of Ravana. So in much extent, so all the major source. He was a very resourceful person, and he has contributed a lot in the mission of Lord Ram. So everyone thought that let him give some rest.
Yes.
And they made a seva list and a service list. Who will do what? Like in festival service list. So he had that seva list.
So the
minister, his name was not there, and therefore he
because said, they wanted to give him rest, right?
Yeah, he didn't wanted rest, so he said,
I will serve,
and there was no service left, and therefore he said, I will be a person to keep hand in front of Lord Ram when he yawns.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay, I was writing down this difference between eagerness to serve the Lord and the eagerness to please the Lord. And as I was writing it down, I got stuck again. When you were explaining, I thought I understood, but then when I was writing it down, I just got stuck again. So I understand eagerness to serve is like, you're always looking for ways to serve. But with pleasing, it just means that
pleasing
you become
the pleasing the master. Not just do seva, but do seva in a way that is pleasing to him.
Okay. All right, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all. Now it's time to depart. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी जनरल प्रणाम श्री प्रभुपाद श्री गुरु जी के लिए मैं
सुख से सवाल विश्वास वाच्य कल्प रूपे अश्य कृपा श्री गुरु जी वच्य पतिता नाम पावनी भी वैष्णव ये भी नमो नमः आनंद कोटि वृष्टि और सखी जय श्री राम चंद्र द्वारा जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय इस ग्रेस कृष्ण धन प्रभु की